Utah's HB 497 has been called the state's version of Arizona's SB 1070. But Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says there are some key differences.
Under Arizona law, as it stands right now, in any encounter with law enforcement, if law enforcement officer has a reasonable suspicion that this person is in the country illegally, then he is required to determine that status. So it could be a jaywalking or a taillight out. In Utah, it's only upon a probable cause that a crime, a felony or Class A misdemeanor has been committed, that you then ask for ID.
Regardless, Shurtleff says the Beehive State can expect to be tied up in legal action of its own if and when Utah's bill goes into effect.
One thing we can guarantee from the Supreme Court decisions is a lot of litigation. Very costly litigation at the local, it's federal and state levels.
But speaking at the Utah Commission on Immigration and Migration at the Capitol on Monday, Senate President Michael Waddups says he believes lawmakers will help solve the problem in the upcoming legislative session.
I just anticipate now that the Arizona law has been adjudicated by the Supreme Court that there will be members of the Utah legislature who will try to tweak it a little bit to make sure that we're not overstepping what the court has now ruled, but at the same time allow the ruling to stand and try and solve the problems that are out there.
U.S. District Court Judge Clark Waddups is expected to rule on HB 497 by the end of the summer, after issuing a temporary restraining order on the law until the Supreme Court ruled on Arizona. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.